Karen Michael, who we've had on the show a number of times over the last several years, who runs KarenMichaelConsulting.com, is kind enough to come on. Do you share my concern here that the virus is awful, but the economic situation is going to be 10 times worse than that? Or am I exaggerating this?
So I wake up every day physically sick, John, and I just cannot imagine. So if you look at the Virginia Employment Commission, they still had on their website just yesterday that at the end of February, the unemployment rate in Virginia was 2.6%.
Wow.
Like historic low. This is just the end of February.
Yeah.
We're 1 month later. They are, it literally could hit 30 to 40% unemployment. So it is so jarring and shocking what has happened to our workers. And I get emails every day. Help me. Can you please help me? And I will say, unlike what happened to you in 2008, I mean, I started my own firm on April 1st, 2008, when the stock market was, I think, $8,000. I mean, 8,000 points. So, you know, I get it. That was a horrible time. But unlike back then, the government, for good or for bad, has kicked in steroids to help people. And I think that's kind of going to be the difference. I mean, people are going to be kind of made whole if they just are patient for a little bit until all this can work out. I mean, yesterday the Department of Labor just came out with another 124 pages of regulations relating to this Family First Coronavirus Relief Act, giving people paid leave, family leave. There's the Paycheck Protection Loan that businesses can do to recoup there if they keep people on salary. You know, there's the Unemployment Act now that's going to kick in another $600 a week for people on top of what they get for unemployment. So they're unlike what happened to you in 2008. For whatever reason, now the government's kicking in. But I absolutely fear the economic impact of this is so severe that I just don't know how we're going to recover from it, to be honest.
Do you think the mindset is amongst the elected leaders, the governor included here in Virginia, if we can get to June, you know, what, I don't know what number to pick, 80, 90% of these companies, yeah, they will have laid off staff, they will have cut salaries, but they'll be able to rehire. You know, they will survive it enough to get started again. You think that's the mindset? That seems pretty hopeful to me, because I don't know a lot of individuals or businesses that can hang on 60, 70, 90 days or more without regular income, even with a check from the government.
I think people have, I mean, I personally have a ton of confidence in the Department of Health and Emergency Management and the Employment Commission. I mean, I do work with these state agencies. They're amazing. They're doing great things, and I do trust them. I think that when the governor came out with the June 10th date, it was so jarring and so disappointing because there's no hope. Nobody can hold on for 3 months like that. There has to be another solution to this problem, because sitting at home for 3 months, not working, and just assuming the government's going to pay for all that, that is not the solution. Because letting people sit homes means it's a trickle down effect of people. Now I don't get my nails done, so then those people don't. I mean, my nail salon, a family of five, the assumption that they're going to make it for 3 months, that's just not an option. And so I just wish we could process a little bit and maybe take it in more smaller steps like the federal government is doing, just to at least see, well, let's see what happens. Maybe we'll be better. Because if you're a small business and you're a restaurant, or you're, you know, any small business in Virginia that has basically been shut down and told you're not getting any business until June 10th, all these programs you think you're going to get, the Paycheck Act, the unemployment, that's delayed payment, number one. And you got to now get all that. That's lost business. You're not going to recoup that business.
Right.
And I'm so disappointed with this June 10th date. And it was so jarring. I mean, I think we all could have tolerated April 28th. At least that's a month. But to go into June, I know the governor said yesterday, we're going to wait and see. But I wish we would start with wait and see and work our way back. Because I'm seeing the numbers. I mean, it looks like it's leveling off, to be honest. And I just wish that we could give employers more hope, because
that it looks like it's leveling off as far as infection.
It looks like it. I mean, it looks like it's been leveled off. I mean, it's about 100 a day. it looks like. Now, maybe the numbers are going to shoot up once more tests come in, but I'm looking back to it. I mean, just, I don't know. I'm not a medical person, but
yeah.
You know, I'm focusing on the worker and thinking, is there any hope you can give to businesses and to the economy? Can you give anything? Because
yeah.
I'm getting emails every day from people. You know, I own, you know, a guy emailed me the other day, I own a nonprofit. I've got 28 employees. What can I do? And you're telling him you can't do anything till June 10th. Well, that's not an option.
Yeah, and at some point they just hit the eject button and say, I can't take on more debt that I know I can't pay off, especially if some of that debt is secured by their individual personal assets. I mean, at some point you've got to get out of it.
Well, and I wish, I mean, you think about what's happened in just 30 days, like from March 1st, so much has happened. So is it a chance that so much will happen in the positive in a month? Like at the end of April 30th, is
right.
it possible that we'll have positive outcomes after a month?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that for employers, the people that I work with, and just in the emails I get, Virginia seems like we are as extreme on the shutting down the state as any other state. And everybody wants people to stay safe. Nobody wants people to get this. Social distancing seems to be working. Can you give our employers some hope in Virginia?
Yeah.
Because we need that right now. And employers need to see an end.
In our last few seconds, Karen, I've got to ask you, if someone today gets the pink slip or gets called to the front office and told that their salary is being cut or they are being cut, what should you do in that first 24 hours? I'm shortchanging this, but what's your instant advice to that?
If you get notice today of a furlough, even if you're going to come back, if you're on any unpaid time off because of the coronavirus, a furlough, a layoff, you should immediately go on vec.virginia.gov. You will get, if you make $36,000 or more, you'll be eligible for $378 a week for 26 weeks of Virginia unemployment. And then on top of that, for 4 months, you're going to be eligible for an additional $600. So you will be eligible for $978 for a period of 4 months, which might even be more than you make. If you make $36,000, you're going to end up basically making the equivalent of $52,000. And the government has said, we're just doing it because we want people to be made whole. And so now keep in mind that the Virginia Employment Commission has done amazing with what they've got. They're overloaded. Of course they are. They're doing great things. They're trying their best to get this done. And the turnaround is really pretty quick. I mean, they're trying to get money in people's. Now, you're not going to get the $600 until the federal government figures all that out. But you
right.
should get your $378 pretty quick. And then you're going to get paid later for the $600 a week. But, you know, the government is trying its best to deal with this, because this, again, is through no fault of anybody's. The economy was booming just 30 days ago. So it's a very jarring situation. People should use the resources that are available through the government. Go on vec.virginia.gov, and that's where you can find your benefits.
Good advice for the average person who might be dealing with this. And if you're the boss, well, you might want to pick up the phone and call Karen. This is the work that Karen does, trying to help businesses and individuals navigate the legal situation and the practical situation on the ground, not just in crises like this, but other situations too. Karen, Michael, I appreciate that you're always willing to return the call when I buzz you to say, hey, what do you think of this? I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you, John, and stay safe.
Yep, we'll do it.